The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Dan Garretts, senior pastor of the Trinity Lutheran Church of Mason City. He is the guest of Representative Steckman and Senator Reagan of Cerro Gordo. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Feda Elbader, IJAG student from Iowa City High School. They are the guests of Representative Masher of Johnson.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, you call us to make our way through this life with you and to walk arm in arm with each other. We thank you for the women and men who serve our state in leadership roles and for their families. Remind them each day of why they decided to dedicate their lives to public service and use that commitment to encourage them. Give them peace when their work takes them away from loved ones, and bless their staffs and support teams who are so crucial to their work. We thank you for leaders who care about issues impacting the most vulnerable. Help each of us to see your presence in the work that we do. Bless the relationships that the members of this chamber share with each other, so that they might continue to work together to find solutions to the challenging problems before us. Give them wisdom on how to best represent everyone, and courage to lead with humility, compassion for the least, and respect for one another, even when it is hard. God bless the work conducted here today. May it please you and bring about healing, hope, and a more just world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House Bill 2292 by Wheeler, a bill for an act authorizing the establishment of a non-traditional education preparation program by a private provider, the insurance of the interim license and endorsement to the program participants by the Board of Educational Examiners, and to the employment of the program participants as teachers in Iowa schools.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House Bill 2293 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act relating to allocations made within grants to county well water programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 2294 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act requiring the inspection of private wells serving a building upon the transfer of ownership of the building.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 2295 by Uppmeyer, a bill for an act relating to the transfer between trusts for persons with disabilities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2296 by Salmon, a bill for an act relating to child fatality protocol and alleged child abuse.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2297 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act requiring that contractors and subcontractors performing work on housing programs administered by the Iowa Finance Authority comply with federal and state laws relating to labor and employment and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 2298 by Abdul Samad and others, a bill for an act providing for the minority impact statements to be attached to appropriation bills and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2299 by Landon, a bill for an act relating to the notification of the General Assembly concerning certain state government leases and real property acquisitions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2300 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act concerning funding authority for training, education, and related expenses on county veteran services officers.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2301 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the unlicensed and unregistered child care facilities exceeding the maximum number of children authorized to be in care.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2302 by Masher and others, a bill for an act creating Our Care, Our Options Acts, and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2303 by Utmeyer and others, a bill for an act requiring consideration of anti-Semitism by governmental entities when investigating possible discriminatory acts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2304 by Utmeyer, a bill for an act relating to the advertising, promotion, and conducting of certain live musical performances and including civil penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2305 by Winkler and others, a bill for an act relating to human trafficking prevention training by providing for certification of lodging providers who have voluntarily completed training and prohibiting the use of public funds to procure lodging facilities and services from non-certified lodging providers.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2306 by Pashtun, a bill for an act relating to public safety nuisances concerning licensed premises where alcoholic beverages, wine, or beer is sold and consumed.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2307 by Masher, a bill for an act relating to cigarettes, tobacco, tobacco products, alternative nicotine products, and vapor products, and including taxations of such products.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2308 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the definition of meetings and public notices requires under the open meetings law.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 2309 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the regulation by counties and cities of certain conditions of employment and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 2310 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act removing the requirement to obtain a permit for vehicles or a combination of vehicles of excessive size transporting divisible loads of hay, straw, stover, or bagged livestock bedding that meets certain criteria of width, height, and length.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 2311 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act providing for exemption related to the odometer requirements and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 2312 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act related to the certification of eligible affidavits for admission to the veteran's home.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2313 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act related to the military code and duty performed by a member of the United States Coast Guard.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2314 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to the manufacturing of canned good cocktails by beer manufacturers, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2315 by McKean and others, a bill for an act related to hospital practices, including those involving sepsis protocol and the right of a parent of a minor patient.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2316 by Thorpe, a bill for an act relating to the medical abortion and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2317 by Thorpe, a bill for an act relating to the design of county seals.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2318 by Thorpe, a bill for an act relating to the persons authorized to request assistance pursuant to the statewide mutual aid compact.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2319 by Thorpe, a bill for an act relating to the creation and administration of emergency response districts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2320 by Thorpe, a bill for an act concerning executive branch employee travel claims.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2321 by Thorpe, a bill for an act requiring the Department of Transportation to collect and store contact information of driver's license applicants.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2322 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act establishing the Quad Cities Regional Metropolitan Authority and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2323 by Wills, a bill for an act relating to the deer hunting of non-residents of land owned or formerly owned by non-residents and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Natural Resources. We will now proceed to our Black History Month presenter, the gentleman from Black Hawk, Representative Kressig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. It's a great honor for me today to have William A. Wright here today as we speak about her history as a person, as a loving, caring person. I think that's the word I'll use. But Willie Mae Wright was born in Goodman, Mississippi, and came to Waterloo on December 21, 1954, on the Illinois Central Land of Corn passenger train. Willie Mae was the first and only black female elected to the Waterloo City Council with a slate of all white men, and served for 10 years under three different mayors. She was the second black member in the city of Waterloo, Iowa, to be elected to the council. She fought for civil rights, equal rights for all citizens of the east side of Waterloo, which would be Ward 4, which she represented. Willie Mae was a liaison for the city on the Human Rights Commission, the Historical Commission, the Visitors Bureau, member of the Building and Grounds Committee, Finance Committee, and chair of the Human Resources Committee. But she was also actively involved in her community. Willie Mae also served on the boards of the Community Development, the Up-Down Towners, Operation Threshold, Adults Incorporated, Adult Daycare, a member of Silos and Smokestacks, of which she was a trustee, a member of the Blackhawk Bramer League of Women Voters, and chair of voter services for many years. She received the Rachel Fulton Award and a 50-year League of Women Voters Membership Award. She is a member of the Walnut Neighborhood Association. Willie Mae is active in the Democratic Party and was inducted into the Hall of Fame of the Blackhawk County Democrats. In 2004, she was one of the group of people who helped count a record 22,000 absentee ballots. Willie Mae is also retired after working at 23 years for John Deere at the Component Works, which I work for that company too, and I'm proud to say it's a good company. Willie Mae served as president of the Waterloo Women's Civic Club, chair of the Jesse Cosby Neighborhood and Senior Citizen Center Board, secretary of the Blackhawk County NAACP, as well as an executive board member and a member of Payne AME Church. At Payne, she was a Sunday school teacher, president of the lay organization, and a youth director. Willie Mae was a member of the East High and Central High School's advisory board, member of Longfellow Elementary School PTA, a den mother for Cub Scouts, and an auxiliary member of Sunrise Boy Scouts. Now, I'm just saying, this woman is really committed to her community just by all the things that I said. So, as you can see, Willie Mae has been an active citizen for several years in the water community, advocating for human rights. I would say that I have been honored to have become a friend of Willie Mae Wright, and thank you for your service. I would like to recognize, they're sitting in the back, her daughter Yvonne, son Alvin, and niece Lizandra. If you guys could stand up. Okay. And I would love for us to recognize this wonderful woman, Willie Mae Wright, today. Thank you.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska, Representative Height. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow the Iowa Catholic Conference will be holding their legislative breakfast from 7:30 to 9 a.m. in room 116 downstairs. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am proud to have the opportunity to introduce you all to some students and teachers who drove here all the way from Eastern Iowa, from Clinton County. They represent, they attend both schools in my district, Clinton Community School District, and also schools in Representative Mumpson's district, Gateway and Comanche and DeWitt Community School District. So up in the, I believe, it's the Southwest Gallery, we have teachers and students from both the Gateway Impact Coalition and the Comanche DeWitt Impact Coalition. They're here today with, I think, students from across the state to talk to us, their legislators, about their concerns surrounding substance abuse, especially substance abuse in middle schools and high schools, and some of the things that they think we should do to help control it. So please give them all a big hand for being here today.
Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm in order for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the Cedar Valley legislators and in honor of Willie Mae, who we all love, I also want to introduce our IJAG students from East High School. So if they can stand and we can recognize them, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Lansing. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I had the privilege yesterday of meeting some of the hundreds of students who participated this past weekend in the University of Iowa Dance Marathon. It is one of the largest in the nation, and these students dance for 24 hours straight, raising money for children and their families for treatment at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. This year, they raised $2.8 million through their efforts. So I just wanted you to be aware you may have had students or their families who were either patients and received treatment or students who participated in the event, and it was fabulous. Every year, they raise more and more money. I'm in awe of these young people. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Marshall, Representative Smith. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, from Marshalltown, we have three people that I would like to introduce. Two are participants in the IJAG program, and one is an instructor in the IJAG program. Please, and they ran into Representative Maxwell, who brought them into the House chamber. We have Darion Ruffin and Josie McKean here, and their teacher, Mary McCann Foxen, with us today. Please welcome them to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes a lady from Pottawatomie, Representative Hunusa. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative McConkie, Representative Jacobson, and I would like to welcome a group of students and staff in the Southwest Gallery from Southwest Iowa who are here with the coalition, PMP Coalition, which means progress means prevention means progress, excuse me, against substance abuse. They were here earlier for the press conference, and would you please give them a very warm House welcome? Thank you so much.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative McKean. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Representative Hine and myself, I'd like to welcome a group of students from Jones County. They're from Monticello and Anamosa, and they've traveled all the way here because of their deep concern about the issue of substance abuse. They represent the Jones County Safe and Healthy Youth Coalition, and if you would give them a little applause, I know they'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnesheek, Representative Berga. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I want to welcome here to the chamber a group of youth from Clayton County. They come from the MFL Marmack schools and the Central and Elkader schools. They're joining us in the balcony today and ask you to give them a warm welcome.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Democrats will caucus immediately upstairs in room 305.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshuttle. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is recessed.